Hey, hello. Thank you for calling Local Slash. My name is Abby. Am I speaking with Mr. Munir?
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, good. Thank you for asking, sir. How about yourself?
All right.
All right, great. So, I know it's been a long time, and we have been working on this for a while. I was hoping that it would have been better news, but this is what we got. So, since back in May, we're receiving a notice from your end that you would like to remove your address from appearing on Apple Maps. So usually, we are the ones that upload the listings through a service called Yext, so they can be on Apple Maps. So since back in May, we contacted Yext about your situation specifically, but back then they failed to realize that we weren't the ones that created the listing for you. They created it the same way that we do. We did reach them out on your behalf as your current managers, but since it looks like back when this was listed online on Apple Maps, it was done by someone else, they declined our request, so we're not able to remove the or hide the address from being on Apple Maps since we weren't the ones that uploaded it in the first place. We were able, though, to remove it from your Google Business profile, so it's not visible there unless you wanted to, or any other of the listings that we currently have you on, Google Guaranteed and websites, etc.
Well, what if we're not doing service through them anymore, you know what I mean? So, what the hell? How do we get it removed if I don't do business anymore with them?
If they're still in business, they have the, like, just like we do, we have customers that have been out of other business, like, for 2 years.
They always ask me for money. I'm pretty sure they're going to ask me for money. Oh, you're going to have to pay us. They just have removed. It's city local, I believe. Is that what they said?
I don't know about city local, but we don't, for example, like I mentioned, I was just going to tell you that we have customers that were out of business and their listings were up for like a year or so and they received like an occasional call. When we receive a call like that, we can remove them within 24 hours and we don't ask you for payment, so we can do so. Especially if you're not a customer anymore, we understand how important it is to just not have your information online just because. So I think it's worth a shot. But yeah, I mean, like I mentioned, we did reach them out on your behalf, on behalf of your business, as your current managers of your campaign. We argued that it was for your security, that you didn't want your address published publicly, and they still requested it that the original lister to be the one that removes it from file. So that was the resolution we got from them.
So even I cannot go in because my business, I can't go in and do anything. It has to be the advertiser that has to do it. Basically, that's what you're saying. Right?
Since they have control of the account that from where it was made from, they're the ones that have to do it. If it was a listing, like they did it the same way that we do, but since we don't have control of the listing, we're not able to.
Do you know when that listing on Map was created on Google on Apple Maps?
When?
Yeah, did they say?
Sure, give me 1 second. I can find that out for you. Let's see. Just a second. Let's do this. Pull up. All So according to the last publication that was made under that specific listing, it's dated July 1st of 2021.
July 1st of 21. I think I was with them, City Local.
So we are entitled to keeping at least the information for at least the next 3 years, even though you cancel. Unless you request that everything be removed. So if that wasn't the case with them, you should still have a record in which they should be able to change that without having to get you back on board or without having to, don't let them charge you anything because this is all public listing. It's your public information. And just like we are, they should, be able to just move it. I mean, they have the passwords, they have the listings. They should be more than the normal request to do to a company, to a marketing campaign.
Okay, I'll contact them and see what the hell, what he says. Hopefully, he gets it removed.
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. And again, we're really sorry. We're fighting
no problem.
Last 2 months about this and it just was no good. All right, then. Well, thank you very much again, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.